Everybody, Economic Ninja here. Hope you're doing well. Sorry, I got the sun beaming in my eyes. We're going to talk about the coming economic transfer that most people have no idea that it's coming or how it works or why it happens every so many decades. And when I say economic transfer, I have to choose my words very carefully because of how the world is built through censoring and wanting to keep most people in the dark. When I say transfer, I'm talking about money that is going to flow from weak hands into strong hands. And when I say weak hands, I'm not referring to poor hands. I am referring to people that have no concept of the reality of economic cycles. Most human beings are in the position they're in because of two reasons. They either believe what they were told about themselves and their circumstances, right, by other people. They believed what they were told. Or a devastating change, a catastrophic change, or something, events that happened outside of their control. And that's why they're there. However, again, they have the ability to get out of that, to dig themselves out of the muck, all right? But those are the two reasons, the only two reasons. There are people that spend their entire life whining about where they were born and what their parents did to them, rather than spending time going, you know what, I'm going to use that as a way of getting out. Well, the thing is, those two facts about why people are where they are, whether in bad positions or in good positions, there is a very small group of people that understand that that is truth, and they use it to manipulate it, that information, to their gain, to their benefit. Now, every time a economy builds up and booms and then falls, and every single economy all over the world has gone through this cycle, there is a transfer of wealth that goes from weak hands to strong hands. Strong hands are the type of hands that were prepared and ready. You know, the term luck favors the prepared. Sorry, I'm stuttering. Luck favors the prepared is so true, but it's so simple. See, luck, most people think of when they go to the casino and they go gamble their money away. And if I just hit that one number on the slot machine, I'm gonna win millions. I'm gonna hit it big. But there are always more losers than winners in a casino. And I'm brought back to the time when all these companies were going out of business in 2008, to 2010. And I was a cabinet maker. I used to love building cabinets for my remodels on homes. And I came to a place called American Woodcraft, and they were this massive factory that built all of the cash wraps for Levi and Strauss and all these other big chain retail stores around the country. And they had all this amazing machinery and all these materials. And they were having a garage sale because the owners had said, hey, we're done. The economy's down. We're going to quit. We're going to sell off everything. And they were selling things for pennies on the dollar. We're talking less than 10 cents on the dollar. And I walked in and I had, at that point, a home equity line of credit that wasn't being used. And I went in there and wrote checks. And I bought as truckloads and truckloads of materials and tools. But I was prepared, right? I had the way to access the money. Now, right now, we are watching the economy turn over. And this is going to be a big turnover, akin to what happened during the Great Depression. The reason why I say that is because you have to realize that there was a flu called the Spanish flu in 1918, which crippled the economy. This is a mere, I don't know, 6 or 7 years after the invention, the creation of the Federal Reserve and income tax. Think about this. Think about where I'm going here. 1918 Spanish flu caused the Depression of 1920, which honestly, the first time I ever did a video about the Depression of 1920 and its significance, I got so much hate online because people said that I didn't even know what it was, what I was talking about, because the Depression happened in 1932. They had no idea that it existed. But what's even scarier is that they had no idea the importance of the Depression of 1920. Why? Because the Federal Reserve came out and they started flushing the country with cash. How did they do that? They lowered rates. They made access to money and debt very accessible, and it created the Roaring Twenties. And people went from the Depression of 1920, and they fell asleep. Their minds closed down as they were dancing, and they were buying champagne, and they were buying stocks and real estate. Everything was great until it wasn't, and the crash of 1929 came along, creating the Great Depression. Now, if you don't see the similarities of what has been going on the last 4 years, you are completely in denial, or today is your day that you are going to wake up. And I command people to wake up right now over this video, because this is why it's so important. You have time. I know people don't say that. They don't understand that. But I'm going to be honest. I've been preparing for this crash ever since Lehman Brothers crashed. And a lot of people have laughed at me. You know what that hasn't laughed? Is my bank account. I've had side hustle after side hustle after side hustle ever since 2008. Building my wealth, getting ready, foaming at the mouth for what's coming. And to anybody that think I would take advantage of people, that would type that in the little comment section. Just remember, you're probably not even dressed wearing pajamas in your probably in your mom's basement doing nothing. I'm trying to warn the world. The fact is, I can try and warn over 2,300 videos and counting, I think, right now. But I'm not going to be able to reach everyone. Some internet sites are making that very apparent. But I'm okay. Because I said when I started this, if I help just one person, it meant everything. The truth of the economic transfer that's coming, and that's moving money from weak hands, not poor people, poor mentality, not prepared mentalities, cocky, arrogant mentalities. Those are the people that the wealth gets taken away and transferred to the smart people. You know, you don't have to be rich to be ready for what's coming. But I will tell you this, your level of preparedness will indeed dictate your level of success through this next crash. It is very, very simple. This is not a get rich quick, but I will tell you this, one of the greatest parables in the Bible, or verses in the Bible that I really like is wealth, and I don't want to butcher it, but it says, wealth that is accumulated fast, I'm paraphrasing, will be lost just as fast, but he who gains wealth slowly will keep it. And that is that's what you need to focus on right now. You thank God every day that you have another day to stack a little silver, a little bit of gold, a little bit of cash, get out of debt a little bit more, clear your mind, educate yourself. Because when a crash happens, and my father used to tell me this all the time, he'd say, you know what, there's a deal every day. You don't need to go for every single one. I'm like, I want every single one. Why? Because every time I miss an opportunity, I miss the opportunity of making more money, helping other people, affecting the world. You need to realize that time is very short when everything's going to crap. You know, when the whole world finally figured out that there was a problem, it's because they were told by the mainstream media in 2008, there's a problem. Lehman Brothers is closing. Bear Stearns is gone. All these banks are going to consolidate. All these people are losing their jobs, losing their houses. It had actually been started a couple years prior, but think about this. It took 4 years to hit a bottom between 2010 and 2012. You may think that 4 years is a long time to build wealth. It's short. It happens like that to set up your positions. Any successful investor will tell you money is made the day you buy something, not the day you sell it. Why? Because the day you buy it, you have what's called your cost basis. The economic transfer is going to be set up in a way where banks, hedge funds, elitists, want to take all of it, and they want to turn you into a slave. But here's the thing. You may be watching this video and you may think, oh, who am I? I've only got this much. But it's like the parable of the talents. When a landowner went and gave a certain amount of money to a handful of a few men, he says, I want you while I'm gone to take this money and do something with it. You know, one went and hit it, one went and doubled it, and one went out and, you know, my point being is this. I don't want to get all preachy on you. But the one that went out and risked and built it into something that's who the owner was pleased with. The one that went and hit it just for safekeeping, that wasn't a good thing. And a lot of you have talents, and you may sit there, talents, not even just money, but like talents, and you're hoarding them right now. Why? Out of insecurity. And you need to break that insecurity. And the easiest way to break insecurity is to stop listening to your family and friends. Because trust me, the one thing family and friends are good at are telling you that you're not going to be a success. Why? Because honestly, most of them don't want you to be a success because they don't look at themselves as a success. Get around a successful person and watch how encouraging they are. I'm telling you. You may see a lot of human beings that look like they're successful. They're not. They're dead broke. The point being is that it's time to start thinking differently. It's time to start thanking God for what you have and start watching that multiply. But it'll never multiply if you don't try. Another thing I want to say, this wealth transfer, it's coming. You have to break out of your, I've heard this from so many successful people. It's the same way with me. I was doing one thing, but then I pivoted. So an opportunity came, and rather than shut it down, going, no, this is how I make my money. This is how I make my success, my path. I went ahead and tried just a little bit. I'm like, oh, I'll take just a little time and try it. And all of a sudden it went boom and blew up. That was powerful. And every successful person, including me, it's like, I was out of left field. I'm like, I'm doing this. And I tried it. And all of a sudden, whoa, I'm going this way. You need to be ready to pivot. And so that's the ugly truth, because there are a lot of people that actually believe that money is going to drop in their lap. There are some white knights out there that are going to save you. That's a doctrine of demons. Tell you what, right now, there ain't no white knights coming to save you. And if you think the government's the white knight, you better be real careful, because there's a day where those checks, they're going to stop cashing. I hope you got something out of this. The Economic Ninja is out.